It's Monday, September 13th. I'm Travis Tyke with the Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. President Biden will head to California today to make a last-minute appeal in support of its governor, Democrat Gavin Newsom. Tomorrow marks California's recall election, where the state will vote on whether to recall Governor Gavin Newsom. If voters decide to oust Newsom, there are 46 candidates lined up, hoping to replace the top official. The recall petition began circulating in February of 2020, citing Newsom's policies on several issues, including immigration, homelessness, and taxes. The nation's largest school district reopens today. Roughly 1 million students across New York City will be back in the classroom, many for the first time in more than a year. Students in the Big Apple will have to wear masks at all times, and all teachers and staff will soon have to be vaccinated. Within the next couple of weeks, Pfizer will likely apply for approval of their COVID-19 vaccine for children as young as 5 years old. The news comes as schools have reopened across the country amid a sharp rise in children hospitalizations due to the Delta variant. Starting today in Washington state, face masks are required for anyone attending an outdoor event with 500 or more people. That's regardless of your vaccination status. The outdoor mask mandate comes as Washington state's hospitalization rates are at the highest level ever during the pandemic, according to state data. A military plane flying over Portland caused moments of panic yesterday. We're told a large fuel tanker was taking part in a scheduled flyover before the race at Portland International Raceway. The plane was likely in a holding pattern before its scheduled flyover time. This comes just one day after the country marked the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terror attacks. This Wednesday, a crew of four civilians are scheduled to blast off into the Earth's orbit onboard a SpaceX spacecraft dubbed Resilience. Tech billionaire Jared Isaacman will lead the crew on a three-day mission in space. The crew consists of a scientist, an engineer, and a physician's assistant from St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Make sure you check out all the great content on the Coin Podcast Network and download and subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. I'm Travis Tyke. We'll see you tomorrow.